I'm Scott Vatcher, the host of Questioning Authority, where I question authority figures about health, wealth, and relationships. This episode is brought to you by theauthorityco.com, helping health professionals be seen as the go-to authority in their community. I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to the Questioning Authority podcast, episode number one. I'm super excited that you're here listening to me right now. We live in such a fascinating time in history, don't we? Isn't it crazy? I can sit here in my little office with some tech gadgetry and the internet, and I can accompany you on your walk, your drive to work, or your workout, or, you know, wherever else you're listening from. Thank you so much. If you're listening right now, then you're either at the beginning of the journey, this being episode number one, and I hope moving forward, I can continue to provide you with exceptional value moving forward, or you've been listening for a while now and you've made your way all the way backwards to this episode number one. And for that, I'm even more thankful. You'll likely be able to see that I've improved much since the beginning, which is this episode right here, from wherever you started, or at least I hope that I have improved as time has gone on. So, what is this podcast all about? Well, as you know, it's called Questioning Authority, and I question authority figures in health, business, and relationships. My target market is health professionals, entrepreneurs, and small service-based business owners who want to grow their authority and succeed in business and in life. And by succeed, I mean be happy and fulfilled. You know, success can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. My definition of authority for the purpose of this podcast is that an authority is someone who is an expert and an influencer in some topic or knowledge. Typically, if we have a small business, we're an expert in something. That's why we ended up having a small business, because we became an expert in something. And then in addition to that, in today's world of marketing and social media, we need to influence others. You know, we need to figure out a way to get in front of them and persuade them ethically that what we do is of benefit to them. We all want to grow our business, and most small businesses have the same challenges. You know, that's whether you're a health professional, a tradesperson, or a service-based business of any sort. I want to dive deep into the unique challenges of being a small business owner. The reason I decided to focus on health, business, and relationships instead of just business is because everyone who runs a service-based business is first and foremost a person. And that most business problems are really people problems in disguise. If we don't sort out our own health and relationships, how can we ever think that we're going to create a successful business? Now, the reason why I decided to start this podcast is twofold. One, I love podcasting. I've hosted two other podcasts in the past, a few years ago now. One was called Wake Up Dad Show and one was called Raw Cairo. Wake Up Dad Show focused on all the unique challenges of being a dad, and Raw Cairo was just about how great chiropractic was. And I loved the process of podcasting. I loved doing the monologues when I did podcasts on my own. And I loved the interview side of things, getting to know new people and learn new things. So that's one of the reasons why I decided to start this podcast, because it's been a few years since I've done any podcasting. And two, I've started a new company called theauthorityco.com. And what that does is help business owners grow and market their businesses using this idea of authority. And remember, authority is being an expert and an influencer. Having a special knowledge in some topic, usually your business, and then being able to market yourself or influence, persuade others ethically that what you do or what you have as a service is of value to them. So please check out theauthorityco.com if you are a small business and interested to know more about how you can use your authority to market and grow your business. Now, you can find this podcast on all the usual places. I mean, you're obviously listening right now or watching. YouTube is the video side of things, and everywhere else, Apple Podcasts, etc., is for the audio. I do have a request straight away, is to please subscribe or like right now. That way it's going to help with everything on that backside of growing this podcast and getting more value. I've also created a Facebook page called Questioning Authority Podcast to share extra stuff like behind the scenes footage, bloopers, etc. You know, go check it out, like that page as well if you're interested. Now, I will occasionally ask you to participate with me by completing some online quizzes on different topics during the podcasts. So if you hear something in a podcast episode about a quiz, you'll be able to find that link in the show notes so that you can click the link, take the quiz, and get the results, if that is a quiz that you're interested in doing. Generally speaking, there's going to be 1 to 2 episodes per week. One will be an interview-based episode, obviously where I have a guest on and we discuss a topic. And a second one, likely periodically or occasionally, I'll do some monologues. I've done some in the past in other podcasts, and I've quite enjoyed doing that too. These could be about new and interesting topics that I can't find somebody to interview, but I just want to get the information out there. A book review or a chapter review within a book that I think could be exceptionally helpful for you as a small business owner. An exciting update about the podcast or something going on. Or in areas of what I call mindset matters. And that's areas that hold us back with such things as cognitive bias or psychological fallacies. And we all, as small business owners, sometimes fall prey to these. Now, you might not even know what those things mean, but basically ideas around our mindset and how it can hold us back in business and in life. So again, thank you for listening so far. Whether this is your very first episode you've listened, now you have an idea of what you're going to listen to moving forward, or you've made your way all the way back from wherever you started to now. Again, thank you for listening. It helps the show more than you know to get bigger and better guests to interview and provide even more value. So remember, please like or subscribe so that we can grow together. And now, on with the show. Thanks for listening to this episode of Questioning Authority. I hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for the next one coming out soon. This episode has been brought to you by The Authority Co., helping service providers increase authority and revenue. Check out theauthorityco.com for more info.